Tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
That was a very enjoyable chat with Margaret Leahy. And now we go over to Studio 8 for enjoyable music. John Spillane.
Hi Ray, how's the form?
Great, and better because I'm talking to you. I've missed you, John.
Ah, Ray, aren't you nice?
No, because we tried to hook up during lockdown, but it just didn't work out for different reasons. Congratulations on the album.
Thank you so much.
100 Snow White Horses. Molly Bawn is my favourite.
Ah, go away.
Yeah.
Ah, thanks, Ray.
Yeah, no, man,
I'm on fire in the Hit Factory, on fire.
And you're back working with John Reynolds.
Yeah, a lovely man, a drummer and record producer over in London.
Yeah.
He does, you know, Sinead O'Connor Records, Damien Dempsey Records and Pauline Scanlon Records. And we all love John, you know. So,
He has a nice energy, doesn't he? He has a nice energy about him.
Yeah, you know, London, there's a London Irish mafia of musicians over there. And he's a lovely man. Yeah, very big hearted.
Yeah.
And so, rocking on, boy, in the Hit Factory. Ray, who's going to stop me?
No, nobody. I tell you what, we're going to have a longer chat when I join you in Studio 8 after 4 o'clock. But right now we just want a song from you, John, if that's okay. What are you going to sing for us?
Thank you so much, Ray. I'd like to sing my current single, which is called Under That Old Clare Moon.
When you're ready.
Thank you. When I was a singer, I had only one song that I wove from the sunlight and I rambling along. I tied it with rushes and I freed it with air and it swept me along to the old County Clare. It went, meet me tonight by moonlight under that old Clare moon. Chanted in Doolin and I sang at Fenor. I went rattling and a clattering on the old flaggy shore, where the cliffs at Kilkee they challenged the sea, and I sang like a thrush in the town of Kilrush. I sang, meet me tonight by moonlight under that old Clare moon. Meet me tonight by moonlight under that old Clare moon.
Email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
And we've moved over to Studio 8. I'm in the company of the great John Spillane. It's very, very atmospheric here, isn't it? It's like a nightclub.
Lovely, lovely.
Yeah. It was really nice. There's sort of mood lighting and all sorts of things. Just a couple of texts. Listening to John Spillane is a special place to be. So melodic, rich lyrics, gorgeous picking and a lovely rolling voice. A master musician and a national treasure.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Isn't that lovely? What number album is this now, John?
Oh, 12 or 13. It's hard to count. You know, some of them are compilations and some of them are... So we'll say number 12.
Right.
Yeah.
Will you give us a bit of that song, Molly Bawn? Just a little bit.
Oh, Molly Bawn O'Leary from the County Tipperary, you mischievous stark fairy, you have me surely robbed, playing on the footpath with your lipstick on your gob. Molly Bawn! Molly Bawn, the lipstick on the gob was a good crack.
So that's 12, 13 albums, but how many songs have you written? Because you're prolific.
Yeah, well, I started when I was 16 and I've written about 211 songs and an opera.
Right.
Yeah, so it took me a long time to get going. Like, I didn't make my first solo record till I was in my, you know, nearly 40.
Yeah.
And then I got discovered when I turned 40 by EMI Records and signed and... I'm getting better at it, getting the hang of it now.
Yeah, yeah. And you've been commissioned to write a song for a big event in December in the National Concert Hall.
Yes, indeed, Ray. It's called the Treaty Songs at the NCH. And where the National Concert Hall now stands, it was the meeting place of the First Dáil. And I'm busy reading the treaty debates at the moment. So myself and Karen Casey, Christy Moore, Lisa O'Neill, a whole team of songwriters, we're writing centenary songs.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realise how big the centenary thing is till I copped on that all the great 1798 songs were written in 1898. For example, Kelly the Boy from Killan,
right.
Bool of Ogue and The Crappy Boy.
Right. They were written on the 100th anniversary of 1798.
Yeah.
There you go.
And the 100th anniversary of 1798 was huge in this country.
Yeah.
And, you know, it very much led to 1916, you'd have to say, you know, the songs and the whole morale. And
So interesting how these songs will be in the future.
So I suppose the temptation will be to include the main players in it. And you like to include names, place names and people's names. So will De Valera get a mention in it or Michael Collins?
I'm very Michael Collins, you know. I don't know, I was rare or what. And, you know, I suppose like yourself, we grew up in De Valera's Ireland, which was a very heavy place, you know, very, very Catholic, very dark in a lot of ways. And So songs will be written that will profile different people who took part in those treaty debates. Mm. So, I mean, I have been clearing the decks of other songs, and now I have 2 months to
do one song.
Well, yeah, what I mean, I think that I will probably get a few.
You're a type of man who could do a song in an afternoon, or...
There's definitely, I've got an Irish language angle that I think I will do something in Irish.
Okay, you'll do something in Irish.
At the first oil, it was fascinating that a lot of the people in there, they came from Cundra na Gaeilge.
Right.
And there was a huge Irish language movement. And then they always started their speech to the dial in Irish and then would change into English very fast because everybody did not understand it.
Uh-huh.
And so it was a bit too late for the Irish language in a way, 1921. If you know
the
what I'm saying.
The damage had been done. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm saying, there wasn't enough people, you know, English was the language of the first dial mostly. So I'll do something in Irish and we'll see then, where we go.
And is there an orchestra? I know there's an impressive list of people, including Christy Moore, who I know is a hero of yours.
Yeah.
So there's loads of people there. I'm just looking at the names there. You might know them off the top of your head.
Well, there's people there that I
Lisa
don't
O'Neill,
know.
Lisa O'Neill, Gemma Dunleavy, yourself, Karen Casey, Maya Sophia, Duke Special, Jonathan Nangle. And Crash Ensemble, and then Christy and yourself as well. So, a long list of people.
So we'll see what we come up with. You know, maybe somebody will write something like the broad black brimmer of the IRA. I don't know. I don't know where it's going to go, but it's a great honour of a gig.
Yeah. So you're back out there, which is brilliant. And is that sort of your life fuel, playing live gigs?
Well, it's such a treat. I was in the White Horse in Ballincollig last night with my friend Pauline Scanlon singing, and we were just in our element, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, you see, I have a great job. You know, I go around singing and playing the guitar and everyone telling me I'm brilliant, for God's sake. You know, and if you can make a living out of that, you know, it's absolutely a pleasure.
Yeah. And sometimes it's tough making a living out of that, John, isn't it?
Well, extremely so. You know, I think anybody who works as a, you know, self-employed, any self-employed anything should get a medal, but a self-employed musician especially, I think, deserves a medal every now and again.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's a crazy world.
It must be great to have new music to bring to them. So you have this, which was done during lockdown.
Yeah.
And now people are hearing them live, the songs for the first time from 100 Snow White Horses.
Well, I find there's a great appreciation of the arts has come from this COVID lockdown. You know, everybody's saying, you know, everyone was watching movies, listening to records, you know, the arts kept people going.
Yeah.
So I think there's a newly found bigger appreciation for arts going on at the moment.
And respect to the part it plays in our lives. And it gives us solace, doesn't it? And succor in times, tough times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what are you going to sing us out with?
Well, thanks so much, Ray. So I'll do another song from the 100 Snow White Horses. Have I mentioned my 100 Snow White Horses enough times?
Before you start singing,
I have no shame.
Just on the album cover, there's a silhouette of you and obviously snowflakes, but it says John Spillane's Lapwing Nation. So is this a folk collective or something?
Yeah, well, I mean, this record is quite individual and different from other records that I've made. So we made that up in a pub in London.
Right.
You know, we said, let's get something to give it a project title.
Aha.
And we have actually artwork by Brian Eno, who's one of the greatest artists in the world.
How did you get him to do it?
Well, he walks in the park in Hyde Park you know, with my friend John every morning.
John Reynolds, yeah.
Yeah, and Eno is a big hero of mine. Yeah. And, you know, he invented.
He produced David Bowie, didn't he? Did he?
He did. He did Bowie. He did David Bowie. He did.
You
the
too.
Days did go did by. Water flowing underground. You know, Talking Heads.
Yeah.
You too.
Yeah.
So much stuff. But a complete and utter gentleman. His latest campaign is no music on a dead planet, Ray.
Yes.
We got to save the planet.
Yeah.
So
So he did the artwork?
He did the artwork, yeah. And you couldn't pay for it, like.
No.
Yeah. And he said, stand over there, John, he said, and take a picture of your shadow and the daisies, send it to me and I'll workshop it.
Right.
You know, so a great honour.
So they're daisies. I thought there were no snowflakes. They're actually daisies. Now that I look at it and you say it, there are daisies.
Yeah, well, it's been workshopped, you know, computers kind of stuff.
Yeah,
but it's Hyde Park.
Okay.
Yeah.
You better sing or we run out of time. Yeah, but no, we have enough time. You can take your time.
Thanks, Ray. Okay. Thanks. So this is a song called We Come in the Wind, and this song is loosely based on the three Imrams of Irish literature, the Voyage of Bran, the Voyage of Maeldun, and the Voyage of St. Brendan. Only once upon a silver moon we sailed for seven summers through many dreamlike islands in the dark blue sea. The island of the promises, the island of the women, the island of the longing, the island of the strong. Once upon a silver moon we sailed. We come in the wind, we leave in the wind, we come in the wind, we leave in the wind. Go tell my lady, go tell my love, we sail with the tide. We raise the sail and following the wind of seven winters, we went for the west, we went for the land of promise, for the land of the fair, the island of the apple trees, the island of the pleasures, the laughing and the mocking, where we left one friend behind. Then we raised one silver sail and we climbed. We come in the wind, we leave in the wind, we come in the wind, we leave in the wind. Go tell my lady, go tell my love, we sail with the tide. And found ourselves adrift under a sky of endless velvet blue, and the stars, and the stars, a million trillion galaxies sailing for eternity, and the stars. And then the choirs of angels fill the midnight air with the phosphorescence of their radiant prayer. And a paradise of birds, and the ravens in the dark, and the radiance of the moon. Just once upon a silver moon we sailed.
Ah, that's lovely. That's really lovely.
Thank you so much, Ray.
I might need another bit of a song from you before we go. But I'm just telling people now, so Whelan's this Sunday?
This Sunday indeed, yeah.
That's sold out. Clear's down in Kilkenny, that's next week, that's sold out. Then on Roisin Dubh, which is tomorrow week, is it?
Yes, indeed.
Tomorrow week in Roisin Dubh in Galway. Still tickets available for that. And then in November, you're in Middleton. That's the 20th, 21st. Listing Varna with Anna Music. Then December, you're up in the Duncarn in Belfast. And then that concert we mentioned in the National Concert Hall, that's on December the 11th. And there's loads of other little things going on as well.
It's full on, man. After the lockdown, I'm doing the gigs now that I should have been doing when the album came out at Easter, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's all topsy-turvy, but everybody's meeting up again, and there's a fabulous atmosphere among the musicians and the sound crew and everybody. So happy days, fingers crossed.
Yeah, there's sort of an appetite for it, isn't there? There's a hunger for it.
There is, and there's lovely meetings of old friends, and it's a very warm time, within the communities
that
I work
with. Isn't that great, isn't it? And it is, because people took a lot of these things for granted. And now they know, we shouldn't. So there's an appreciation of what we have.
I think so. I think there was a lot of love now last night in the White Horse and Ballincollig. So happy days.
Yeah. So stay with you. I've a couple of these to read. We had this lovely lady, Margaret, on before 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
She's just turned 60. She's a widow for the last 11 years, and she's talking about travelling solo. Another tip for travelling alone: book a fabulous table for two in a restaurant, and then look sad when another person cannot come at the last minute. The waiter spoils you. I'm travelling alone right now and enjoying, Margaret says Anne. And I heard Margaret on your show today. I would love to join other women who have nobody to go on holidays abroad with, as my husband doesn't travel abroad due to his health. I've gone abroad twice on my own, but I would love to join up with a few women, says Molly. I think there's something going to happen, Molly. I think Leahy Travel started today on the show. Carol says, I'm 68 years old, divorced, and have been travelling on my own since I'm about 55. Some of my best experiences, as you can take everything in, and it's lovely to keep a little journal as well. Mealtimes alone used to bother me, but I decided since I'm hungry, I have to eat, I might as well treat myself to a nice sit-down meal. The thing that does annoy me is when a restaurant staff says, only one. I used to look apologetic, but now I say, yes, and why not? I love sightseeing, and in the evenings I'm usually so tired I'm happy just to have a nice meal and perhaps a little walk. Plus, I'm one of those strange people who enjoys watching TV at night, even in another language. What would you? You've a minute there. What will you just give us a little bit of something there for?
Sure.
To see us off on this Friday evening. Yeah.
Sure. Well, I'll do the one that I wrote for the helicopter pilot from Kildare, Billy Doyle. It's called Billy in the Sky.
Right.
Sometimes in dreams I fly with Billy in the sky. Sometimes in dreams I fly with Billy in the sky. I fly away with Billy. Yeah, Billy Doyle from Rattangan, and a helicopter pilot like, right, comes to all my gigs, especially around the Midlands, and said, "I love your lyrics, John. I'll take you up. I'll take you up." And he did. Sometimes in dreams I fly with Billy in the sky. Sometimes in dreams I fly with Billy in the sky. I fly away with Billy.
John Spillane, thank you very much. That's John Spillane. That's it from us. Thanks to Damien and Cara on sound. Thanks to Neil and Niamh and Emily upstairs, and Kieran as well, and everybody who worked on the show this week. John Spillane, you're a gentleman. Lovely to be in your company.
You so
that's
much
it from us. Cormac and Sarah on the way. We are back on Monday. Enjoy your weekend.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RT Radio 1.